Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 24th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of the father of the microscope, Antony van Leeuwenhoek, born in Delft in the Netherlands in 1632. He was working as a draper. He worked with cloth, and he used a magnifying lens to count the number of threads in a piece of cloth. He got interested in lenses. He began grinding them, using them in combination with each other to look at smaller and smaller things. He developed the first microscope that could show things too small for the human eye to see. He became the first person ever to observe bacteria or red blood cells, and the first to explain how insects breed because he could see their eggs. It's the birthday of the comic book author Bob Kane, born in the Bronx, 1916. He was working at DC Comics, 1939, when Superman became such an enormous success. His editors asked him to come up with a superhero. He thought about it over the weekend, and on a Monday morning, he turned in some sketches of a character he called Batman, who then made his debut in May of 1939 in a comic called The Case of the Chemical Syndicate. Batman is one of the few superheroes in comic books who does not have special powers. He is simply the multimillionaire Bruce Wayne, who is very rich and builds himself special crime-fighting gadgets. Kane said that he based the character partly on Zorro, and he got the idea from the costume from a drawing by Leonardo da Vinci of a bat-winged flying machine. It's the birthday of the playwright Moss Hart, 1904, New York City. He was an entertainment director for a summer resort in the Catskills, where he learned how to entertain people, and went on to write a hit play, Once in a Lifetime, 1930. He was just 25 years old. His best-known play was You Can't Take It With You, about the Sycamore family, 1936. 70 years later, You Can't Take It With You is still one of the most popular plays. In 2004 alone, it was produced by more than 500 theaters. And it's the birthday of the novelist Norman Rush, San Francisco, 1933, author of the short story collection Whites and the novel Mating. Here's a poem for today by Marvin Bell, The Campus in Wartime. Sweet corn sweetens the air by the gas station as the Torah students hurry by to Hillel House. The coatless, short-skirted social butterflies totter toward happy hour double drink specials. The rabbi adjusts his tallis, and the bartender lines up the pints, half pints, and pitchers. 3,000 of ours and thousands of theirs are too many body bags to bury in the mind. So while the gas of rotting bodies seeps up from the ramshackle coffins and folded flags, the young seek books or booze to soften the ache. This year's few stalks of corn are one small businessman's salute to the land. He may need to fuel the air with toxic waste to earn a living, but he has in mind the purity of original desire, which some call sin, but the half-Hasids know as the life force, and the barflies toast. Let us study the future, for it shall be the cradle of the past, siring a blue abyss, a flare in the lamp we call a sun. The Campus in Wartime, a poem by Marvin Bell from his collection Mars Being Read, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.